Okay, go. Just, I don't, no intro, nothing. I need to fucking do this. Okay. I have a lot in my brain and it's race and just have to fucking get, alright. So I watched this video from Rebel Media. If I remember, I'll put it down in the show notes. And basically it's Lauren Sutherland, whatever her name is, talking to some Muslim piece of shit at the Deplorable, and he's doing his whole routine. And the video, in a way, isn't that interesting, because it's called something like, you know, Lauren Sutherland owns Slate and the Young Turks or something. And there's really no pawning or owning or bitch slapping or anything like that. It's actually a very civilized conversation for the most part, until the cunt from the Young Turks shows up, which is all the funnier because you've got that fucking moron at the Young Turks, Chink Chank Chunk or whatever his name is, the one who's banging Anna and is really fat and ugly and social justice-y, where he talks when Alex Jones crashed his party, he's like, I would never crash somebody else's fucking recording. And then this cunt from the Young Turks, I don't know who the cunt is, crashes Lauren Sutherland and these other people while they're talking. Anyway, the point is, it's not really that interesting, except it perfectly illustrates many of the things I've been telling you guys for years about making arguments, not arguing like yelling at each other, again, philosophical arguments with other people. So let me try to run through this. I'm doing all of this from memory. I have no notes. I should have notes, but it's my brain is exploding and I just have to get this out. Starts off, Lauren encounters this guy and he's a Muslim and he's going into, why are you so racist and why do you hate Muslims and all this other shit? And so first, Lauren does what I always tell you you're not supposed to do. She starts trying to make an argument because, well, there's a Pew Research polls, and the Pew Research polls show that so many Muslims have said, you know, this, and so many Muslims have said that. And the guy is just like, well, okay, can you show me these polls? And Lauren Sutherland's like, you mean right here, right now? Like, I'm supposed to have them on me? And he's like, yeah, show me these polls. And she's like, I can't do that. She's like, you want to see my fucking citations? We're standing here, you know, in the street outside this event, and you want to see some fucking citations. And so the guy's like, well, see, they're not real then. They're not real because you don't have your citations on you. Okay, this is why I tell you guys, you don't fucking argue from data points. If your philosophical, economic, political beliefs are based on data points, you're kind of screwed. Right? If the only reason you don't like Muslims is because 97% of Muslims polled in England said homosexuality should be illegal, right? If that's your reason, you're kind of fucked. Because what do you do if that poll turns out to be falsified? Oh, that's right, I forgot. Nothing in the news is ever falsified. There's no such thing as fake news, right? I mean, Donald Trump, golden showers, he really did that. There's no fake news in existence. And I've heard Sutherland talk about this poll, and I don't know, whatever. I've heard Milo talk about this poll. There's supposed to be this Pew poll out there that you can find, and Lauren Sutherland says it in the video. She's just like, well, you go on Google and you type in Pew and you'll find it. Okay, I've done that. I still haven't found this poll where you and Milo claim that 90-something percent of 90-something percentage of Muslims say homosexuality should be illegal, or whatever it is. I don't remember. The point is, I have not yet found this. Okay, so when you're arguing from these data points, what are you going to do when you can't produce the data point? What are you going to do when, and we've talked endlessly on this podcast, get the book, How to Lie with Statistics. You can get it on Amazon.com, I'm sure. How to Lie with Statistics. I've told you before, all statistics are lies to some degree or another. All opinion polls are lies to some degree or another. These are not reliable things. So here's her first mistake. She's trying to argue from this opinion poll thing. Second mistake then is, she says, or somebody says something about Sharia law, and the Muslim is like, well, do you know what Sharia law means? And she's like, yeah, it means you cut people's hands off when they steal. And he starts going in and saying, no, Sharia means interpreting. So when you interpret the Constitution, that's Sharia. See, you don't know what Sharia means. So now we're arguing the definition of a word. Now you're going to say, but great one, aren't you the one who always says that when you're doing philosophy, you have to define your terms? Yes, but that's only useful if you're talking to intelligent people. When you're talking to stupid people, defining your terms doesn't really help. So again, he's trying to say, no, Sharia doesn't mean what you think it means. Okay, look. And yes, all Muslims are like that. I'll get to that in a minute. Let me just throw that out to piss you off in case you're still here and you're a fucking Muslim. Yes, all Muslims are like that. It doesn't matter what the definition of Sharia is, okay? Let's say you're a Muslim. Either you have or you have not thrown a homosexual off of the roof of a building and killed him. You've either done that or you haven't done that. The definition of the word Sharia doesn't fucking matter. Either you've killed a faggot or you haven't killed a faggot. Now, if you have not killed a homosexual, okay, that's fine. If you have killed a homosexual, I hope, my hope, and we hoping is, we know how hoping fails. We had 8 years of hope with Hussein Obama, the Messiah. We'll talk about that later in this podcast. I got some Trump Messiah stuff coming up. It is my desire to see manifested in the world the rules of Ancapidice. If you have thrown a homosexual off the top of a building and killed him, I would like to see the homosexual's friends come and kill you. Because that's what would happen in Ancapidice. I don't give a fuck what the definition of the word Sharia is. Okay? When you see people try, if you're arguing what a word means in a philosophical context to make a point, that's great. But in this case, the definition of the word Sharia has not a fucking thing to do with whether or not you've killed a homosexual. It doesn't fucking matter. This is just like when you, right now, you fucking Muslims out there are calling me racist. Okay, let's say that I'm racist. Let's say that every night I go out and I kill like 20, 30, 40 black people. I'm fucking the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux, not having sex with the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. I am. I'm the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. I rape children. I'm doing all of this stuff. Okay, if you threw a homosexual off a building and killed him, you still did that. The fact that I'm racist doesn't fucking matter. Okay, first I tell you never argue from data points. Number two, what do I tell you? I tell you what people say does not matter. You never, ever give a flying fuck what a motherfucker says. All that matters is, what do they do? What do they do? I really should be writing this down for show notes. Because I am fucking brilliant. I know. You're so arrogant. You need to be more modest. Why should I be more modest? It's coming up. Where we got Anna Cunt Spanking. What's her name? The bitch from the Young Turks. Where she's calling everybody else garbage and saying she's superior to them. I'm like, this is hilarious. When I say that, I'm racist, sexist, and homophobic. When she says it, she's enlightened. I mean, she sounds exactly. Her words could be the exact same words that I've spoken. She says something along the lines of, I am better than all of you, and you are all garbage. And I'm just like, that sounds exactly like something I would say. Okay, do not argue from data points. Defining words only with intelligent people. Okay, and then only actions matter. All right. So then Lauren goes down this rabbit hole with this idiot Muslim about what the definition of the word Sharia is. As if that fucking matters. Again, either you're killing homosexuals or you're not. Either women have to walk two steps behind you or they don't. Either you're raping 14-year-old girls or you're not. Either you're cutting off women's clitorises or you're not. Okay? It doesn't fucking matter what the definition of the word Sharia is. Did you stone a woman to death because she's not a virgin? Yes or no? Either you did or you didn't. I don't give a fuck what the definition of Sharia is, right? This is just trying to distract. This is the changing of the subject. We're going to change the subject. Okay. Here's how the conversation should be handled. If the Great One himself would have been there, oh, all Muslims are like that. Okay, so then, I forgot to get this one in. Yes, all Muslims are like that. So then he goes into, the Muslim goes into, well, not all Muslims are like that. It's like, oh, did you put a hashtag in front of that? Yes, all Muslims are like that. All Muslims believe that there is an invisible man who lives in the sky. And once you've got this thing where you think this invisible man lives in the sky, yes, you're like that. Everything else flows from that. Remember, those, well, some Muslims are peaceful. Okay, let's pretend that's true. Why are the Muslims peaceful? Well, because their religion tells them to be peaceful. It's the religion of peace. Hold on, I gotta write that down. Yes, all Muslim shit is like that. Okay, great. So you're a peaceful Muslim. And you are peaceful because your invisible man in the sky said so. You're not being peaceful because being peaceful makes sense. You're not being peaceful because you've gone through a logical, philosophical reasoning process by which you have arrived at peacefulness. And remember, your definition of peacefulness is you getting free stuff from the government. Because if you're a Muslim, there's a very likely chance you're also a statist, right? As opposed to the anarcho-capitalist who has gone through a reasoning, rational process by which we have arrived at not initiating aggression against other people is the best way to survive in a society with other humans and to get along with them and to create value for them and to get value created for you and to peacefully coexist, even though using the word coexist makes me want to barf because it's been fucking taken over by hippies. If you're a Muslim and you claim to be one of these peaceful Muslims, well, why are you peaceful? Well, because it's a religion of peace. Oh, because God said so. So you're not being peaceful because you've reasoned and rationed this out. You're only being peaceful because God said so. And so as soon as God tells you to do something different, well, you're just going to do it because God said so. Now, of course, there is no God. So how you live your life is basically at the whim of your religious leaders. If your religious leaders show up and say, oh, well, we've decided that the part in here where Muhammad says you should kill all the infidels actually means you should kill all the infidels, well, then you're going to stop being peaceful and you're going to start killing the infidels because you don't have any first principles. Yes, all Muslims are like that. And by like that, I mean irrational idiots. You're an irrational idiot because you think there's an invisible man in the sky. Yes, I know there's like 7 or 8 Muslim anarcho-capitalists out there. That's something they need to work through. I'm not on this earth to fucking solve your philosophical dilemmas for you, okay? I don't give a shit. All Muslims are like that. All Muslims believe there's an invisible man in the sky, and all Muslims think that right and wrong is determined by the invisible man. When the invisible man changes his mind about right and wrong, the Muslims will go right along with it because they do not have first principles. Now here's how the argument should have been made against this Muslim who's whining about how not all Muslims are like that. Now, I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again because I love it. And this is like, you know, this should be called the question that Muslims can't answer because people loved it. The question that libertarians can't answer. The question that anarchists can't answer. The questions that Stefan Molyneux can't answer. The questions that capitalists can't answer. The questions that the Great One can't answer. So you say to the Muslim, say, hey, Muslim, so let me ask you a question. Are there Muslims in Muslim countries attempting to leave Muslim countries and come to Western countries? Yes or no? Now, if you say no, I mean, this guy's a Muslim, and he was somewhere, I don't know if they were in Canada or United States, wherever the deplorable took place, I have no fucking clue. But he says he's a Muslim. I don't know that he's a Muslim. I haven't seen his birth certificate. He says he's a Muslim. I'm assuming he's not lying about that. Okay, so you're a Muslim and you're in a Western country. If you say Muslims aren't leaving Muslim countries to come to Western countries, why the fuck are you here? Well, maybe he was born here. Okay, did the Muslims he was born to, did they leave a Muslim country and come here? Right, he has to admit Muslims are leaving Muslim countries and coming to Western countries. This is not a data point that can really be argued with. If you find a Muslim and says, no, there are no Muslims whatsoever leaving any Muslim country coming to a Western country, okay, you can ask for a citation on that. All right, are Muslims leaving Muslim countries coming to Western countries? Yes, they are. Well, why are they doing this? Now, at this point, you're going to get some kind of answer about they're being oppressed or they need economic opportunity. God, fuck. Whew, language. Hold on, I need coffee. Whoa. Boy, that was rough. They're leaving, and they're doing, okay, they're doing whatever they're doing, which in this case is leaving Muslim countries, coming to Western countries, for the same reason, I've talked about this a gazillion times, all humans do everything they do. Humans do what they do for two reasons. That's it. You can argue with me all day long. You can go fuck yourself. Two reasons. Humans do what they do, either, number one, to avoid pain, or number two, to gain pleasure. And you can tell me that's not true, and you're a fucking idiot. Okay? Stop listening to this podcast now, because I'm too smart for you to hear my voice. That is a fucking fact. The Muslims are leaving Muslim countries to either avoid pain, so perhaps they're fleeing oppression, they're fleeing a war, they're fleeing Donald Trump, whatever, or they're leaving to gain pleasure. They're leaving to get jobs. They're leaving to get welfare benefits. They're leaving to rape white women. They're leaving to come to the United States, which is, of course, filled with racist, sexist, homophobic white men and run by Donald Trump. And so, of course, if you're a Jew, naturally you should flee to Nazi Germany, right? That only makes sense. As soon as Hitler is elected, there's all those Jews like flooded into Germany. Oh, wait, actually they didn't, because the Jews aren't as stupid as the Muslims, right? So Donald Trump hates Muslims and white men are all racist against Muslims. And that's why Muslims want to come to where Donald Trump and the Islamophobic white people are. Do not try to tell me you're intelligent. If you're a Muslim and you want to come to the United States, do not try to tell me you're intelligent. Okay? You're not. Jews did not flee into Nazi Germany. Do not fucking tell me you're intelligent if you're a Muslim and you want to come to the United States in the year 2017. Unless you're going to tell me that Donald Trump and white men are not Islamophobic. You get one or you get the other. You don't get both. You're not intelligent? Yes, all Muslims are like that. Okay, so we've established that yes, Muslims are leaving Muslim countries, coming to Western countries. And it's either because the Muslim country is not good for them to be in, for whatever reason, or it's because the Western country is better than where they are right now, for whatever reason. The Western country is better than the Muslim country. The Muslim country has homosexuals being thrown off of buildings, women being raped and stoned to death, women's clitorises being cut off, women not being allowed to vote, which is actually the correct course of action. I don't disagree with that. Wars, oppression, yada, yada, yada. The Western countries allow women to vote. Big mistake. We've seen the results of that. The Western countries have roads, electricity, flush toilets, electricity, I said electricity, running water, cell phone towers, computers, pornography, slutty women, welfare. So the Western countries are, relatively speaking, okay, we're relatively speaking, the Western countries are good places to be. The Islamic countries are shitholes. Now, what is it that Muslim countries are filled with? Well, they're filled with Muslims. This is not a data point. I don't need fucking Pew research on this. Are you going to argue with me that Muslim countries don't have Muslims in them? Do you care to make that argument? Okay, so notice so far I've not used a single fucking data point. This is all logic and reasoning. Now, Western countries are filled with what? Racist, sexist, homophobic, heterosexual white men who have jobs. So the country filled with people who are members of the religion of peace, who practice tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism, the Muslim countries, those countries are all shitholes. The countries filled with racist, sexist, homophobic white men, those countries are, relatively speaking, better. I almost said the word paradises, but no, only Ancapidice is a paradise. They're better. If Muslims are so wonderful, why are the countries filled with Muslims shitholes? And if white men are so terrible, why are the countries filled with white men the countries that have electricity and running water and flush toilets? Answer that question. That is the question Muslims can't answer. Now, of course, they'll tell you, well, the reason the Muslim countries are shitholes is because heterosexual white men came there 300, 400, 1,000 years ago and oppressed them. Okay, if you're so fucking intelligent and competent and capable, why can't you get over something that happened 100, 200, 300, 1,000 years ago? I mean, shit happened to me yesterday, and I'm over it. Oh, that's right. I'm a heterosexual white man. I can manage my own emotions. You can't. You're a Muslim. You're inferior. You think there's an invisible man in the sky. Yes, all Muslims are like that. You, your culture, your belief system, your way of living has turned all of your countries into shitholes. Now you want to come here and turn our countries into shitholes. Again, there's no data points here. This is a fact. If your countries are not shitholes, why are you leaving? Feel free to explain this to me. Why are you trying to leave Muslim countries and come to Western countries if Muslim countries are paradises and Western countries are filled with racist, sexist, homophobic white men? If you care about other people so much, because here's another thing that's going to come out of this. People say, well, but our government is oppressive. Okay, well, it's your government, right? Well, we don't have democracy. Oh, well, yeah, well, we have democracy here. It's not really working out that much better. Democracy is not the fucking answer. Democracy is the problem. But okay, so it's your government. Great. Have you ever heard of overthrowing your government? You ever heard of having a coup? Have you ever heard of the French Revolution? You ever heard of the American Revolution? So you're going to tell me that the government in your country is oppressing you, and that's why you have to flee. Okay, number one, why don't you be a fucking man and overthrow your government? Number two, don't tell me that you care about other people, because here's the thing. So you've got a country, it's a shithole, right? And so the people who can leave, they're leaving. All right. What about the people who can't leave? What about the people who don't have enough money to leave, or they're, for whatever reason? I'm sure there's a bazillion reasons why people in a shithole country. Like, I'm Nazi Germany, there are many Jews who left, right? But there are a lot of Jews who didn't leave. Now, some of them probably just thought, hey, things aren't going to get that bad. Hitler's not going to follow through on this shit. Some of them probably didn't leave because they just, for whatever reason, they didn't have the money or they had family ties. And like, I can't leave all my family. I don't want to leave my village, my town, my society, my friends. You know, there's reasons some of them didn't leave. So you're fleeing this Muslim country because it's a shithole. What about the people who can't flee? You don't give a fuck about them. You're going to just leave them there to suffer. You're going to leave these other members of your religion, which you claim you care about, right? This religion is supposed to bond you motherfuckers, and you're supposed to care about each other, and you're the religion of peace, and you care, and you're so tolerant. But you're going to take yourself and you're going to get the fuck out of the country. You're going to come to the West and get some welfare and rape some white women. And you're going to leave these other Muslims back in the Muslim shithole country to suffer under the oppressive government. Oh, aren't you such a fucking humanitarian? If you're so fucking great, and if Allah is all this and Muhammad is all that, why don't you stay there and fight for your fellow Muslims against your oppressive government and fucking overthrow it? Oh, that's right. Because that would involve work. And you're not just a Muslim, you're also a liberal. And what is the one common trait that all liberals have in common? Laziness. You're too fucking lazy to make your country a better place so that everybody in your country can have a better life. No, no, no. You only care about yourself. That's all you give a shit about. You care about yourself because you're a fucking selfish fucking religion of peace, motherfucking piece of shit, left-wing statist fucking piece of shit. So you abandon all your fellow Muslims who can't flee from the shithole country. You leave them there under the oppressive government and you come to the West and you get your fucking welfare and you vote Democrat and you play the fucking race card and you play the Muslim card and you rape white women and you get fucking affirmative action and you get jobs and you fuck up our society and you fucking make it more like your society. Not saying that Western society is perfect. If you think I'm saying that, then this is your first time on the podcast, right? But we're not talking about the imperfections of Western society right now. We're talking about why do Muslims want to come here if we're so racist, sexist, homophobic? And that's it. Instead of Sutherland, Lauren making all these arguments about Pew data research, that's all she had to do is just ask, if you guys are so fucking wonderful, why are your countries a bunch of shitholes? And if your countries aren't shitholes, then why are you leaving them? Anyhow, it's a great video to watch. Not that it's exciting, because I kept expecting to see her like bitch slap these people and for their jaws to drop or something, and that never happened. But it's just this illustration of why you can't argue with stupid people, and you can't try to argue by doing things like quoting Pew Research polls and defining words. Works in philosophy if you're talking to an intelligent person, but trying to define words when you're talking to somebody who thinks there's an invisible man in the sky is a waste of your fucking time. All right, let's move on. Where are my notes? Hi, I am the Great One himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. I've been podcasting for 12 motherfucking years. 12 years, bitches, so go fuck yourselves. In the control room, lovely and adorable Randy, sound engineer and keeping me on track and red carding me when I need it. And what else? You can send us email, God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Today is the 23rd of January in the year of our Lord Donald Trump, 2017. Oh, this is the first Monday of the Trumpening. My predictions about Donald Trump have come true, not the ones about him losing the election. That one didn't happen. I said that if Donald Trump won the election, the media would suddenly wake up and start paying attention to what the federal government does, and that all the protesters would reappear. And yes, goddammit, I didn't do that. The protesters have reappeared. All right, I need to... Yeah, actually, I have to do that. All right, We don't do this very often. I'm just going to pause because I don't want dead air. Pause the recording. Okay. I pulled up a few data. I pulled up some data points. I'm going to argue from the data points. All right, so you should never argue from data points. So now let me use some data points. And this is why I'm better than you. See, I can laugh at myself. Have you ever noticed left-wing statists? They can't laugh at themselves. Have you noticed this? You've noticed this if you're not a left-wing statist. If you're a left-wing statist, you've never noticed this because you don't have any self-awareness. It's kind of like you don't have first principles, and you don't have intelligence, and you don't have a job. All right. What time is it? 10 o'clock. Okay, where do I start this story? Let me start the story here. People who can't shut the fuck up about Donald Trump. Let me explain to you why you're a fucking loser. You people who can't shut the fuck up about Donald Trump, you remind me of the atheist who can't shut up about God, right? The way you're obsessed with Donald Trump, the way he is the center of your life, okay? And the fact that your life is so empty, that who the president of the United States is that important to you. Now, let me clarify something when I say people who can't shut the fuck up about Donald Trump. Or, I mean, even if it was Hussein Obama, back when it was Hussein Obama. I'm not talking about people who can't shut the fuck up in the context of a performance. Like, so, for example, I come on this podcast, I talk about politics. You say, well, great one, you can't shut up about politics. Well, no. On the podcast, which is the only time you've ever encountered me in your life, yes, I talk about politics because that's what this is about. Okay? Rebel Media, when they do their little videos on the YouTubes, right? They can't shut up about politics because that's what their videos are about. Okay? Since they're in my brain, the Young Turks, okay? They're on there and they're whining about hating Donald Trump and all this other stuff. Okay, but that's what their show is about. They're doing a show about politics, social commentary. I mean, whether they're right or wrong, okay, in the context of their show, if they do a fucking 73-hour marathon, that's nothing but them talking about how much they hate Donald Trump. Okay, but that's their show. That's what they're doing. I'm not talking about that. Okay, if you do a show, you do a YouTube, you do a podcast, whatever, and you do politics, of course, you talk about it. I'm talking about people in everyday normal life, such as when you're at work. People who just can't shut the fuck up about Donald Trump. I'm at one of my theater gigs, and as you know if you've listened to this podcast, I will tell you if you don't, people in theater are excruciatingly fucking anti-freedom. These are the most fucking cocksucking communist left-wing statist pieces of shit on the planet. For the most part, there's a few conservatives out there. And there's, even once in a while, you can run across somebody who's libertarian or dangerously close to anarchist. But most of them are left-wing statist pieces of shit. And when Donald Trump won the election, there were tears. Oh, there were tears. So I'm at the theater, and just the Trump comments are coming out. Like, there's one person, and this is one of the normal people. She's actually, because I was thinking about this today, there's one girl there I've never heard make political commentary. She's fairly normal. The rest, pretty much most of them, can't shut up. But so she's looking at something, and she's going, and this other guy walks by, and he goes, what are you doing, looking for pictures of Donald Trump? And she looks up at me with this baffled look on her face, and I'm looking at her with this baffled, and like, what? It's like, well, how did Donald Trump show up? Like, you're standing here, you're doing something, you're looking through a book, and somebody walks by, are you looking for pictures of Donald Trump? If you're that much of a loser, if you're that obsessed with Donald. That is an unhealthy obsession when you are that obsessed with Donald Trump. Another conversation, somebody's sitting there and we're talking and there's somebody broke their arm and they're trying to do med. And anyway, the person says, oh, well, this thing was going to buy this, but it's a medical and it's too expensive. And another stupid bitch says, oh, well, Donald Trump is going to fix that. And then she's, oh, I just can't say that without laughing. Ha ha. Why is this medical device that you needed for your broken arm, why is it so expensive? I'm pretty sure the Affordable Health Care Act passed. We just had 8 years of the Messiah, the Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, which, by the way, I will finish Cult of Personality going through. I owe you guys, I know, there's, I haven't forgotten. We got to finish going through the Blueprint for Change. And I also have to talk more about invading Encapadice and seasteading and where that goes. I have not forgotten these things. They're going to happen. Why is this medical device so expensive? Why does Donald Trump have to fix this for you? Didn't Obama fix this? You're admitting that the Affordable Health Care Act is a failure because you can't afford this health care device. You're admitting it's a failure. Furthermore, why are you looking to Trump, to fix this for you? If you're looking to Trump, even jokingly, he's not going to fix anything. I have an idea. Why don't you spend a little less time whining about Donald Trump, a little more time working for a living, and then you could fucking afford this? Have you ever thought about that? Well, no, because you're a fucking parasite. Then, another inferior idiot, talking about, again, with the, this is at work. He says nothing. Donald Trump has nothing to do with what we're doing. Another inferior idiot talks about the protest and says, I bet Trump isn't going to say anything about all these people who care. Let's take a look inside the mind of an inferior left-wing statist. I bet Trump isn't going to say anything about all these people who care. Okay, first of all, why does it matter if Trump says anything or not? When it's important to you, right? This was the thing. Ronald Reagan never gave a speech about AIDS. Why does that matter? If you need another person to say words about something so that, let's say Donald Trump walks out and says, hey, look, there's a bunch of people and they care. Okay. Now let's say Donald Trump doesn't come out and say, hey, look, there's a bunch of people and they care. How does this matter one way or the other? This fixation on, oh, the president of the United States needs to say something. It's important to say something. It's all, yeah, say something. Why don't you just fucking try doing something? Well, we know the answer. What is the defining characteristic of all left-wing statists? The one thing all of them have in common. They are lazy. Isn't going to say anything about all these people who care. Oh, all these people. So what I was trying to find out is how many people, how many women who don't have jobs, it's Friday. Let me just travel to Washington, D.C. or whatever. Oh my God, I know one person who traveled from fucking the People's Republic of Wisconsin, frozen wasteland of Wisconsin, to Southern California to protest. Remember what I said about how these are just people going on vacation? Yeah, why didn't you protest in Wisconsin? Oh yeah, because it's cold outside. I'll go to Southern California and protest. Oh, so thinly veiled. Okay, so I was wanting to find some data on how many women who are parasites on either the government or their husbands took a vacation on Friday, and of course you had to travel before Friday. How many of these people took their vacation and went off to spend money on hotels and restaurants and all this other stuff? And we've got a picture here of a bunch of stupid whores wearing pink hats. It says here, more than 1 million people gathered in Washington and in cities around the country and the world. Really, the world. Again, why don't you other countries, why don't you worry about your fucking politics? Like, we have our problems here. We'll deal with them. Well, actually, we won't. It'll just keep getting worse, which is good, because the worse it gets, the closer we get to anarchy. So anyhow, the organizers, Women's March on Washington, sought a permit for 200,000, said as many as 500,000 participated. Let's see, blah, blah. We just wanted to make sure we're heard. No, I just want to make sure you go to Canada. Oh, that's right. You were lying when you said you would go to Canada. I've covered this before. Oh, and then Trump tweeted, watched protest yesterday. Okay, he just acknowledged that you're there. He said he watched the protest, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? which, yes. Sorry, guys. There was an election. You voted. The rules of the election are whoever gets the most electoral college votes is the president. That's the rules. You lost. You need to fucking deal with it. Again, just the emotional immaturity and the intellectual retardation of this people, of these people. Oh, look, somebody yelled pussy power. Oh, my. Oh, bravo. You said pussy. Oh, my God, you're so intellectual. I'm here to support my wife, John Fisher, a 34-year-old locksmith from Grand Rapids, Michigan, drove more than 9 hours with his wife, Kara Eagle. They're married. Her last name is Eagle. His last name is Fisher. He's from Michigan. You can't get more loser than being a married man from Michigan. I don't care who you are. Women impact your life, and there's no reason why they shouldn't have the same rights as men. Yes, women do impact my life because I have to pay the taxes that provide them with all of the free resources they want from having their fucking children without husbands. Anyway, I'm reading through this. This is totally cold reason. All I wanted to know is approximately how many people gathered for the Billion Bimbo Bitch March. It says here, more than 1 million people gathered in Washington and cities around the country. Okay, 1 million people, more than 1 million. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say it was 3 million people gathered. Let's say there were 3 million people who, according to this stupid bitch that I work with, care and that Donald Trump needs to acknowledge. 3 million people. Okay? Donald Trump popular vote. This is over on Wikipedia. 62 million. Hang on. I'm dropping shit. All right, let me enlarge the fucking font size so I can fucking read. Where the fuck? There we go. Popular vote. Orange-haired Donald Trump. 62,980,160. So let's say that there were 3 million people who showed up and they don't like Donald Trump and they care. Okay, that's still a little bit less than the 63 million people who voted for him. This idea that, I'm sorry, girls, I hate to break this to you, 3 million people, all right, hang on, should have done this while we were paused. Here we go, hang on, gotta do math. I'm about to do some math. I'm going to oppress women all over the planet Earth. Now, of course, if you cut a woman's clitoris off, you are tolerant and diverse and multicultural. You're a member of the religion of peace. However, if you do math, you are, of course, perpetuating the patriarchy and oppressing women all over the place. And that's not correct math. I pushed the wrong button. Let's try this one more time because I'm math challenged or something. Okay. Let's say that 3 million stupid bimbos showed up in their little pink hats to scream pussy power and talk about how much they care and how racist, sexist, homophobic Donald Trump is. Population of the United States, according to Google, it must be true. 318.9 million. Oh, wait, this is in 2014. All right, it's close enough. So that means the percentage of the population of the United States that showed up to whine about Donald Trump being white, having orange hair, and being sexually attracted to attractive women is 0.0094% of the population. I know you don't want to hear this, but as 0.0094 of the population, you don't fucking matter. You're not important. You are the fucking parasite class. You are this tiny fucking minority, and the idea that everybody else in the United States should just fall all over themselves for your fucking personal emotional gratification gives us witness to the stupidity and the arrogance. Again, right, the Muslims, we're going to flee this Muslim shithole country. Fuck the other Muslims. I'm just going to go somewhere where I can get welfare and rape white women. Fuck these other Muslims. And this saying, this 0.0094%. Oh, fuck all these other people. It's just what I want. It's all about me. It's me, 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 me. And the hilarious thing is anarcho-capitalists are the ones who are accused of being selfish. Because, of course, we are selfish because we think killing other people is wrong. We think stealing from other people so we can have free stuff is wrong. That makes us selfish. See, these stupid fucking cunts who don't have jobs, they care. And that's the final part of this little trilogy. So first of all, Donald Trump needs to say something. Second of all, there's all these people, right? This 0.0094% of the population. All these people. And then finally, they care. Yeah, they care. They care about themselves. They care about getting free stuff. They care about having taxes so that they can get welfare and WIC and fucking free birth control and Obamacare. They care about killing people with flying robots because it makes them feel good. They care. If they care, if they really cared, maybe they'd do something to make the world a better place. Standing around outside on your fucking vacation for a couple of hours and then going back to your hotel room that your husband is paying for while wearing your little pink hat and screaming about pussy power is not caring. You know what's caring? Caring is inventing flush toilets. Caring is inventing electricity. Caring is getting electricity out to houses. Caring is inventing centralized heat. Caring is building roads that allow medical supplies to travel back and forth. Okay? Caring, that's what caring looks like. Caring is not going on a fucking vacation with your little pink hat and screaming about your pussy. That is not caring. That is called being a needy, whiny, selfish cunt. That is being a fucking parasite. That is being inferior. Let me wrap up with this, because I think I can do this quickly. That's what she said. That's what I actually said. Yeah. Yeah. Seven pump chump. I'm reading a book right now. It's called The Internet is Not the Answer. It's by Andrew Keen. And in here, he makes an interesting point that I hadn't thought of before. He's talking about the Kodak company and how Kodak went out of business. And when Kodak died, all these people who had worked there for however many years and got their retirement package lost their retirement packages. Now, this is something for you guys to think about, and this harkens back to when I did the podcast where I talked about the dumb fat feminist who posted on Facebook about how these jobs aren't coming back, and right, all the racist, sexist, homophobic white men voted for Donald Trump because they lost their jobs and they want their jobs back. And this sort of all gelled together when I read this in the book, and I thought about this, this is another flaw we have in our system. We've made the mistake of tying healthcare to a person's job, and I've talked about that before, as have gazillions of other people. And when you think about it, for many people, their retirement is also tied to their job, which is, of course, tied to the company. So if the company ceases to exist, their retirement ceases to exist. Now, of course, the statist solution is that the government should come in and take over the pension plan, or nobody, then their next step would be, well, nobody should have private pension plans. It should all be run through the government. But of course, it would make much more sense, and that's why it will never happen in a statist society, for everybody to manage their own pension plan. There's this desire by the statist to channel so much of our life through the companies that people work for, right? Your health insurance, your pension plan. I think to a large extent, this is because, again, the statist, all statists, not just the left-wing statist, statism is about avoiding responsibility. And everybody wants to shirk this responsibility either to the government or to the company that they work for. And I think in many cases, people want to shirk it to the company they work for because they regard the company they work for as this fucking bottomless pit of money, right? From which there will always be resources and this company will always exist and they'll always have all this money because the corporations are evil. And of course, we know the corporations made record profits under Obama. I praised this in a previous episode, is on Twitter. It must be true. This has always been a bad idea in the past, and it's going to keep being a bad idea in the future. And so when you have these left-wing statists who are celebrating jobs that are traditionally held by heterosexual white men, shutting down, going out of business, being replaced by green energy, which is what this fat feminist was praising, you have to consider that what's happening to all of these people's pension plans? And now is the federal government going to have to pick up on that? And am I going to have to pay more taxes for that? And the answer is yes, of course I will. I don't keep both opinions in sight. I don't need to. I don't bother with the other side. I'm right. Everything I've said in this podcast today is right. It's all right. Go fuck yourself.